Hello and welcome to Dinosaurs in Small Bites. I'm your host, Greg Chapman, juggler, escapologist, fossil hunter, and your dining acquaintance for the next 5 minutes. Today, we're going to be talking about the Iguanodon. So let's get straight to our starters. As this is the first meal episode of the podcast, a little reminder of how things work. We have our starter, that's what we're doing now, where we're going to enjoy a quick mixed plate of facts about the dinosaur in question. Then for our main course, we'll discuss something specific about the species, something that it brings to my mind, before we round off with any extra comments, any interaction that I've received from you, and any other business. That's going to be our dessert. So, here are your starter facts for the Iguanodon. The Iguanodon is one of the ornithopod dinosaurs. The term ornithopod meaning bird foot. It's a herbivorous variety of dinosaurs. It eats plants, it doesn't eat meat. In upcoming episodes, I will actually be going into a bit of detail explaining a bit more about what terms like ornithopod or sauropod mean. So don't worry about it too much. You can always look it up on the Googles, but I will do an episode about it in the next few weeks. The Iguanodon's name means iguana tooth, and the dinosaur lived in the late Jurassic, early Cretaceous periods. The main species of Iguanodon, the Iguanodon bernicetensis, which some experts argue is the only definitive species of Iguanodon, was about 10 metres, that's about 33 feet in length, and he would have weighed a little over 3 tonnes. Their main distinguishing features were their large thumb spikes, the use of which is still debated, whether they were used for defence, or to forage or tunnel. In fact, as we're about to learn in the main course, there is very little about the Iguanodon that seems to be definitely agreed on. The Iguanodon was only the second species of dinosaur to be named after the Megalosaurus, and so as you can imagine, in the early stages of work on dinosaurs, there were lots of mistakes to be made, much like this podcast. One of the most famous mistakes made was that what would later be realised as thumb spikes were initially placed as a nose horn when they put the first fossil Iguanodon together. When the first remains were named by an English paleontologist named Gideon Mantell, he placed a spike on the nose. And this is why if you see the dinosaur models at Crystal Palace, that's the idea they were based on. You can see the Iguanodon there with a nose spike. And actually, when they first put the Iguanodon in there, they actually first, before it was actually completely finished, they did have a special meal where they had dinner inside of the Iguanodon. And the person sitting at the head of the table there was Owen, who we learned in our last episode was a man who came up with the word dinosaur. So there you go. That's a little bit of meta stuff for you. We're doing a podcast which sets itself as a meal, talking about dinosaurs, talking about a meal that took place in a dinosaur with a man who defined dinosaurs. Right, let's move on. We don't have a lot of time here. One of the first dinosaur bone fossils I ever found on the Isle of Wight was almost certainly from an Iguanodon. It's by far the most common species of dinosaur we find on the Isle of Wight. I mean, fossil, obviously. We don't actually have them still. The Isle of Wight is a little bit backwards, but we're not quite that far backwards. Visitors that have come here may well have noticed, you may well have seen, if you go down the beach, we do have fossil Iguanodon footprint casts on the beach at Brook Bay. And if you have a good look further out, you can actually see the footprints in the clay as well. And for a long time, it was held that we found two species of Iguanodon on the island. The Iguanodon bernicetensis and the Iguanodon atherfieldensis. In recent times, however, the atherfieldensis has been, somewhat controversially in some people's eyes, bumped from being an Iguanodon and into its own classification, and it's now known as the Mantellosaurus atherfieldensis. The whole world of dinosaurs is filled with this sort of confusion. We're constantly trying to figure out the truth, and that means some things that we thought were right turn out to be wrong. Even nearly 200 years after Iguanodon was first found in 1825, or first named, we can't even agree how it moved around. In the past, it's been pictured using its tail and two back legs to support itself, something like a kangaroo. But these days, that's largely held to be incorrect, as a tail wouldn't have been able to bend in such a way that it would be able to support its weight. These days, the tail is largely seen as a balancing tool, and debate continues to rage over whether the Iguanodon spent most of its time on all 4 feet and raised onto 2 feet when it needed to, or whether it strolled around on 2 feet and only fell down onto the front 4 when it wanted to walk on all fours. Myself personally, I'm a bit of a supporter of the 2 foot theory, but that's based purely on the fact that we mainly get the foot cast from the large back feet on the beach. In this particular case, as with so much of what we think we know about dinosaurs, we could all be proved wrong and find out that the Iguanodon moved around in a completely different way to how we all thought. Okay, it's dessert time, so time for me to conclude the episode over a nice slice of lemon meringue pie and some fresh cream. For me, this first dinosaur episode has been about setting up a theme. A theme of debate and a theme of dinosaur specialists being proved wrong, and just setting up the idea that every fact we kind of get about dinosaurs is open to interpretation and open to suggestion. We are, after all, talking about dinosaurs that died out 65 million years before the first men were walking on the Earth. If you notice anything specific that I've said wrong, though, as opposed to something that's just been proved wrong, or even if I've just been proved wrong since this came out, then do get in touch with me at greg@condensedhistories.co.uk and let me know as gently as possible. I mean, you are actually allowed to get in touch and tell me you're enjoying the podcast as well. You can find me on Twitter at @condensedhist, and it's Condensed Histories on Facebook. Most importantly, if you would like to tip your waiter, by which I mean help out this podcast a little bit, can you go straight away to whatever app you're listening to this podcast on? There'll be a little review button somewhere. Click on that review button, give the podcast 5 stars, and just write a little review. Let me know what you enjoy about dinosaurs in small bites. And I'll be back with more dinosaur-related talk soon, but for now, thank you very much for listening. Goodbye, and take care.